Hello, everybody. Rico here, and welcome back to another Meta-Era Nerd discussion. It should be a fun one that has potential to get a little bit spicy. It revolves around something we all love, basketball. Join me in welcoming my co-host, the rampant runner, the crawling card connoisseur, Marcus, and with us tonight, one of our podcast's most loyal listeners, the package phenom, the big shot baller, legit, the most successful contest entrant I've ever met. What's up, Bobby? What's up, Marcus?
What's up? That was good. And I'm going to let Bobby tell the story. And that last part, I'm always going to, I guess, tell a story time Rico does this. But most successful package winner. And I'm going to let Bobby tell the story. I know it was something that Bobby texted me and Rico about in regards to something they had won. And me and Rico reacted the exact same way. Like, damn, hey, Bobby, I said, don't sell it. Sit on it. You know, just like whatever you do, just keep it, right? So, but I'm doing good. I'm going to give it over to Bobby. Let Bobby tell that little story there as far as his big package win. How's it going, Bobby?
Real good. I'm still actually expecting that package to come in. It took basically almost a whole week for it to come in. But, yeah, supposedly it's on its way. But, yeah, it all started actually last week on Monday. I was, you know, checking whatnot. Seeing what's going on, because I usually buy a couple of things off of it. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I saw that there was giving away jerseys and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna check it out. It's the morning. I wasn't gonna go to work. Try my luck. So sure enough, I bought a spot. There were like 12 spots on the board. Last one on the spin wheel, you win the prize. So I was like, okay. So I bought two spots. One of them was $8. The other one was like $6. Well, the one that ended up getting was the $6 one. And I was the last one to get. Take the last one to be picked. So I was like, okay, badass. So they ended up doing the whole picking your prize or whatever. So I got one of the jerseys. Sure enough, they opened up the jerseys. It was a Ant-Man autograph. It was that neon green color. I guess it's the City Edition jerseys they have.
Yeah, if any of y'all that aren't familiar with NBA nicknames, Ant-Man is Anthony Edwards. He plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Not Paul Rudd, not Marvel.
Yeah.
No. The guy that basically took over the game last week. What was it, like 2 days ago? Mm-hmm. Taking out the Suns.
Shut them out.
I know. Damn, that dunk on KD. Nasty.
Yeah, and we've always said Anthony Edwards right now just kind of being that new, I guess as of right now, the new kind of, and people are calling him the face of the franchise, the face of the NBA, to be more precise. And it's crazy because he's young, 22 years old. He hasn't been around in the league that much, but obviously it's because of the just sheer presence that he commands. You know what I mean? He plays excellent basketball. He loves talking basketball. If you watch any of his interviews, he's always talking about the game in some capacity. And one of my things was, I think I mentioned in one of our previous podcasts as far as Anthony Edwards was concerned, was more so, we usually, like LeBron, he does get political. They ask him political type questions. Anytime something goes on in the world, LeBron gets asked those questions. So I'm kind of curious what Anthony Edwards would kind of say to some of those very, you know, high profile country, you know, patriotic type questions. But nonetheless, that was huge. Bobby, when I saw Bobby send the picture, I said, are you kidding me? I said, that is amazing. And I was super excited for Bobby. It's just a great piece of memorabilia, man. And you said you were going to frame it? What are your plans?
That's,
frame it?
That's actually my first autographed jersey that I ever got. Like, I had jerseys. I have, like, other stuff that's autographed, like basketball cards and stuff like that, but, like, never a jersey.
Wow.
So,
that's pretty cool. Congrats again, man, because that's huge. And you hold on to that, man. You hold on to it for a couple of years.
People... Yeah. People have been asking, hey, that jersey, you want to trade it? People have been asking me, they want to trade. I got Damon Leonard with the Bucks. They want me to trade that one. They wanted me to train Gan, the Greek free Ganes. They told me if I wanted that one. And then I was hesitant because one guy, he said he has Joker.
Ooh.
He has a jersey of Joker that's autographed. And he wanted to trade it because he was a big Atman fan. And I told him no. Like, I don't know. It's in my point right now. It's just something because I don't know what they're offering me. These saying that they have these jerseys and they're it's, all.
It's just, more so the potential that comes with Anthony Edwards, especially the way he's being talked about right now. I know unless he was trading for, like, in my opinion, if he says, "Hey, I got this Kobe Bryant autographed jersey, I trade you," that's a no brainer. Hell yeah, do it, right? But obviously, in your case, I think the guy I would have done is.
But that's the thing, like, how many are replicas? Because there's a lot of people that get fake signatures and put them in jerseys and stuff, and then they sell them with.
Does yours come with
authenticated?
Is it authenticated? Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It was in the box.
If yours is authenticated, then obviously you wouldn't trade it for anything less than authentication status. So, you know, you have that. That's a great plan. And as far as I'm concerned, man, you did good. You did good.
$600 jersey right now, starting off.
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, we still have Jokic in the league. You know, another MVP. We have Luka, we have Tatum, but it seems like the talk of the town is just Anthony Edwards. So, I don't know. It feels like he should only go up from here, right?
Yeah, I mean, but we had mentioned there's a couple of people. I know in our case, Luka would be Victor Wembanyama would be the other one. And to me, those are kind of like the big three. If you're gonna have a jersey, you want to have one of those. In my opinion, but
yeah,
great stuff, man.
Tell me this: you think after this performance, you think he's in the MVP candidate race?
Well, I'm more reserved, and I like the guy. I think he's amazing. I think he deserves all the praise, but this is his test. Like this coming series. It's going to be his test. Like, now that they're going up against Denver, we're going to see, like, okay, now let's see what you, like, with defending champs, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you made of?
Yeah. So, and I'm like that with all guys. Like, I think, you know, we have these guys that have these crazy one-off years. I'm not saying that's what this is with him. But, you know, the Timberwolves have kind of been written off for a long time, and now they finally figured it out and stuff like that. So I think... If they can get past Denver, then I think there's like some conversation there of like, whoa, how good is this guy really? Because before he was balling out like this, the Timberwolves were a little, you know, they were a little disappointing, you know, with the big trades they made, with giving up all they did for Gobert and stuff like that. So the last couple of years, it's changed from like this big mistake of the big guys to invest in bigs. Now to like they're gonna go as far as Anthony Edwards is gonna take them. So I'm not ready to put him in that conversation just yet, but if they get past Denver, I'm definitely like, hey, this I gotta give him his props.
Oh yeah, for sure. If they get past Denver, dude, I have whoever wins the Denver, and there's not that there's many teams left, but the Denver and Wolves series, the winner will go on to the finals against the Celtics, if they make it, you know what I mean? Whoever comes out of the East, personally. To answer your question, I know the MVP race, obviously, this year was up to Shai, Luka, and Joker. Anthony Edwards, was he ever in, like, the top five? Was he ever in there in the race in the top five at all this year?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So next year, obviously, because of what's transpired during these playoffs, and people get put on the spotlight, and it's not just playoffs, right? You can Anthony Edwards also had a huge summer league game, summer year last year, playing in the U.S. FIBA tournament and stuff like that. And he also Anthony Edwards' name has been, you know, brought down a lot last summer. Now these playoffs, his name's already out there. So next year, obviously, he's going to have the expectations of being an MVP, maybe for the face of the franchise. Yeah, well, he's also true. He's going to be in the Olympics this year. Him was it Halliburton, right? Him and Halliburton were the only two players from the last, you know. And then my boy Austin Reeves, that third spot, but I guess we can't do him a solid. But nonetheless, Anthony Edwards, he can only go up. And do you see those memes online or those graphics online? Where it's like, man, I was like, here comes a new generation, and then it's Luka, Luka, Anthony Edwards, Halliburton, like these guys are just, you know, the new generation's coming in and taking out all these guys. Shy, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention Shy, are coming out and taking our years, best players, you know what I mean, from our time in the 2000s and stuff. So it's
now
great
they're,
stuff,
now man. They're the Sharks and they're eating crazy. All the heroes. It's crazy.
And then you have Victor Wembanyama over here, you know.
I was gonna say and they have Victor right on their heels,
right, dude, and he's coming quick, you know what I mean. So it's great talk all around, but nonetheless, congrats again on that jersey, man. You make sure you frame it, you keep it away from everything and anybody, and you put it in a safe, fireproof safe.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, like, it's still preparing shipment. It's like, what's going on? It's like, because I got stuff off of him before, and it didn't take this long. So I was like, dude, like, what's going on? It's like, well, you did buy about like 50 items. You know, everything's trying to get shipped at once. So I was like,
oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm like, okay. And then today I got a notification. And it's saying it's being shipped, so hopefully by
in the next day or two.
Hopefully. I know, right? Yeah. Hopefully by Saturday I get it.
Sounds good. Well, it's funny we got onto this whole basketball thing, and Marcus actually mentioned something that is kind of what this whole discussion is going to be around. I mentioned in the intro that it is going to be about basketball. The two of you are actually in a very unique situation where you all's favorite basketball player is one of the greatest of all time. There's a lot of discussion on who's the best, who's the top, you know, either biased or not biased, but my question today for you two is, with Kobe Bryant at number 6, who are your top 5 players of all time? And let me finish. Which, you know, I'm giving you this rule because I want to feel out and I want to understand who would you feel comfortable putting in that list over Kobe Bryant amongst the NBA greats. And, you know, this is really just coming at this question from the mindset of, like, you know, you don't have to concede completely, but you could just say, okay, I understand why someone would pick X over Kobe Bryant, B over Kobe Bryant, O over Kobe Bryant. And just acknowledge, you know, that there's other people up there. And then I would challenge you also, if you could go past 5, how far could you go? And at what point would you draw the line and say, no, I absolutely cannot put anybody else over Kobe at this point?
When you say over, does that mean equal or over?
Either better or equal. Okay. I would say better. Can you? And I'm not saying that you have to say, oh yeah, this guy's better, this guy's way better, that guy's way better. I'm just saying you just have to say, you know what, this guy, he's up there. You know, I would feel okay with this. Not, I don't like it, but I'm okay. You know what I mean? Because I know both of you are big Kobe heads. So, yeah. So, which one of you wants to start?
I can go ahead and start. That's kind of an easy question in my case, anyways. So the only other person, and the reason I said equal to is because the only other guy, and if you watched early basketball, there was one other team that no matter who, you know, made what spot in the playoffs, Kobe Bryant was going to eventually meet. One other team, one other guy. And I'm not talking LeBron. No, I'm talking about the damn Spurs every single time. And strangely enough, I don't hate the Spurs as much as I hate the Cowboys. Can't stand the Cowboys. But Tim Duncan and basically, you know, running the 2010s, if you kept up, obviously, from 2000 all the way to 2010, the Spurs and Lakers, I'm not exaggerating, make up what? I'm sorry, from between 2000 to 2013, the Spurs and Lakers make up, what, 10 of those championships, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken? And I don't know about you, but that's one hell of a dominant run between both teams. And even when San Antonio even won their championships, you know, they had to go through Kobe Bryant all the damn time. Or when Derek Fisher, or vice versa, Derek Fisher made that crazy ass, you know, point four shot or whatever, and, you know, sent them to the next round or whatever. Tim Duncan, to me, will always be synonymous with Kobe. And, you know, and that's because, you know, huge Kobe Bryant fan. In my eyes, Kobe's the greatest of all time. I, you know, love him to death. Well, you know, but Tim Duncan, like, if you're not talking about Tim Duncan with Kobe Bryant in any essence, because Tim Duncan doesn't get talked about a lot. The greatest power forward of all time, yes. But to me, he's actually one of the greatest players of all time because he was going at it with Kobe. Like, day in and day out. Every time the Lakers and Spurs played, man, it was always a treat. And Tim Duncan was always there to just, you know, play him and have a shot. So my first one would be Timmy, all hands down. That's not even.
All right.
Tim Duncan.
All right. That's a good one. That's a really good one. And it's funny, I saw a picture of Tim Duncan, I think this morning, where people always make fun of him because of the way he dresses and all this. And, you know, now that he's grown his hair out, you know, he looks all, you know, hippie and stuff. And I'm like, dude, hell yeah, man. Like, why wouldn't you want to live and just say, who the hell cares how I look? Like, I'm just going to dress and be me. Like, I'm always like, dude, right on, man.
Mm-hmm.
But Timmy's a good shout. How about you, Bubby? Who would you be okay with saying, oh, okay, I could list this person above Kobe?
Besides Jordan, because everyone compares Jordan and Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
I have. It's crazy because Kobe's always mentioned his name. If anyone that he hates, not hates, but hates a guard because he was just that skilled, was Tracy McGrady.
Okay.
And the reason that Kobe was saying that he was so, like, he was just one of those guys that you didn't know what to do. Like, he could shoot, he could drive, he could do the ball handling skills, everything. Kobe, he said that was one of his toughest competitions to face was against T-Mac. And yeah. So, if anything, if I had to say, there may be in front, but it's hard to put anyone in front of Kobe because after everything he has done and played in the league, you know, from Jordan to every different eras, basically. If I got to compare to anyone, it would be Tracy McGrady.
Yeah, and I remember they had a real good relationship, and I think they did a little interview where they're talking to each other, like seated next to each other, and they talk about, like, all the one-on-one that they would play and stuff like that to kind of refine each other. And Kobe was always known as one of those guys that he studies his matchup. And that's where he comes up with, like you said, he points out weaknesses and says, well, I could do this or I could force him here. And I remember watching that and him giving a lot of praise to T-Mac, saying, like, you know, this is one of those guys that I just got to ball out as hard as I can and hope that, you know, I'm better on that day than he is. So another good shout, T-Mac. Marcus?
Wait, we're saying better than Kobe, right? Like, who we think are better than Kobe?
I mean, yeah.
Anyone ahead of Kobe you think of.
But
that's what you're saying, right? The top, basically top five, because you have
T-Mac. Kobe. I'm sorry. I don't think T-Mac's anywhere near that. But that's just me.
It's y'all's list, so.
Okay. Well, anyways. But does Michael Jordan count?
I mean, if you're going to... I mean, he said it, but he didn't... That's not who he picked, so that's a... He's still up in the air.
I mean, I would say Michael Jordan would be another one. And again, this is always somebody Kobe looked up to. Kobe considered him a big brother. And the way Michael Jordan talked about even Kobe was always one of a little brother and somebody was always going to beat him and stuff like that. Again, if you look at the interviews, if you look at Michael Jordan talk about him and just, you know, the way it was, the relationship with each other, it was always very competitive, but a very brotherly relationship. Kobe strived to, you know, get that six, to be better than Michael, and just tried his best to, you know, and people say, oh, those are all of Michael's moves. Yeah, you know, well, what is it? Imitation is the highest form of flattery. And Kobe didn't just, you know, imitate him. He arguably made some of those shots and skills better. So, but of course, you got to get Michael's flowers. 6 for 6. He was the number at the right now, number 4, 5 all time, if I'm not mistaken. And of course, when you dominate the league, and you know, you're the reason crazy players such as Charles Barkley doesn't have a ring. Well, that says something, you know what I mean? So Michael Jordan would be my second one. So Michael and Timmy.
All right. How about you, Bob? Who's up next? And if you want to pick one of the ones Marcus has picked or vice versa, it's okay. It's fair. I just want to see how far each of you can go. The goal is 5. If you can go further, great.
Okay, I'm going to give you my top. See if I could do top 5 right now real quick. But I know first one's going to be Jordan. No matter what, everyone. Jordan, to me, is another, like I say, Kobe. He has the extra ring. Mm-hmm. But if then I'll probably put T-Mac. And then after T-Mac, if anything, it's real hard because I don't see anyone else, maybe just this one person, and that's going to be, you know, Shaq.
Shaq?
Because Shaq in his prime was just dominant. He's the one that helped Kobe, you know, get some of those rings.
Vice versa, they helped each other. Let's get that. Let's make that.
Well, yeah, okay, we'll help each other, but
because Shaq couldn't do it. Shaq couldn't do it in Orlando, and you know, so I just want to make that very clear, right? For all the people, you know, yeah, Shaq was MVP, Finals MVP, but Kobe was dropping 30 a game. Also, I just want to point that out there. Continue.
Okay. After that, I honestly don't have anyone else.
Shaq, really? Over Kareem?
Yeah. Did you hear the story about Kareem?
Again, we're talking about players who are potentially better than Kobe, right? In our eyes.
Uh-huh. And sorry, I only got 3 people. And the only reason I have Shaq is because, you know, and before Kobe, Shaq was dominant. He was one of the dominant forces in the league. And then when Kobe ended up coming up, Kobe didn't do anything well until his second, third year. Until you start, because his freshman year, his rookie year, he wasn't doing as much. He wasn't doing well.
He was averaging 17 minutes a game, and he still dropped into the double digits, if I'm not mistaken. But, I mean, obviously, you know, he was drafted to be the face of the league, face of the franchise at the time, too. But Shaq, like, I would, because if you were to make a case about even the greatest Laker, you know what I mean? And people have their cases. Magic being the greatest Laker. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar being the greatest Laker. And those are some people that a lot of people have over Kobe. You know, and I wouldn't even mention Magic. To me personally, Kobe is the greatest Laker of all time.
Okay, if you're just going this back then, back in the days, like, don't you think if Kobe was back in that days, he would have been dominant?
That's irrelevant. That doesn't mean, because again,
I'm just trying to see, like, you're trying to say who would be better than Kobe.
Yeah,
I'm just trying.
And you know, to be fair, you can make your case for a lot of people, and that's all I want to. That's all this is about. I just want you all to make your case. You know, with Shaq, for example, you could say he made the finals without Kobe. He went to the finals. Yes, he lost, but he went to the finals without Kobe. Then he went there, and he was the number one on that team. Yes, he couldn't have done it without Kobe without him, but he was the focal point. No doubt, Kobe put in a lot of work. Kobe was still, you know, it's still, they're still talked about as the greatest duo.
Greatest duo. But even still, when Shaq ended up leaving the Lakers, he went to the Miami, and then he won a ring before Kobe did.
Yeah, but that was D-Wade's team.
Really?
Yeah, really?
But, see, but then if you're going to make that argument, could you say the same thing about the Lakers in that first three-peat? Say, oh, yeah, Kobe won, but let's be real, that was Shaq's team. You can't just discredit. Oh,
I can't. I'm not discrediting, but again, the argument is people, in our opinion, are better than Kobe, right? I'm always going to go back to the question at hand. So, okay,
again, this is Bobby's list.
So, all right.
So thus far, and Shaq, I'm okay with the T-Mac one. That one's a little crazy to me.
I'm okay with Shaq. But in my head, I was just thinking like, I'm perfectly okay with Shaq. That's fine. By my head, I'm thinking. My first thought was, but Shaq isn't even the greatest Laker center. You know what I mean? And that's where my thing was. And again, we've always said, I think in our case, Shaq is he the most dominant to ever? Oh yeah, hands down. But when you have people like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know what I mean, and his type of numbers, and he was number one on a scoring list, and he's what? How many times did he win MVP? Six? Five? Six?
At least five, maybe six. And Kareem is probably the most successful basketball player, like
besides Bill Russell, decorated.
I'm saying from high school to the NBA, this guy won everywhere. Everywhere he went, he won. He won in high school. He won in college. Like everywhere he went, he won.
He's the most.
At one time or another, he was the best basketball player in high school, in college, in the NBA. So everywhere. At every level, he was the guy at one point. Yeah. And that's not true of everybody. Of course, there's people that didn't go to college, like the Kobe's, the LeBron's, you know, a bunch of the guys. But as far as, like, he was dominant everywhere. So I think a lot of people do sleep on Kareem because of that. But
I have a quick question for Bobby. And this is in regards to the list in some capacity. Mm-hmm. Do you think LeBron James is overall better than Kobe? No way?
Nope.
Why not?
We compare, look at the rings, Kobe has more. The final records, Kobe has a better final record. Overall, Kobe, motivation, he did more to the game than LeBron did.
Do you take regular season stats into account? Or do you take stats into account?
Stats to account. Well, yeah, but you look at if you're doing by stats to account, okay, you have your LeBron that's breaking almost every record right now because you're coming far along he is in the league.
Because there's a difference. I know some people will say like, does LeBron have a better career? And that's always a kind of term, right? That's kind of a cop out for me, right? When they say, "Oh, he's a better career," okay, fine. But ten times out of ten, I'm always going to choose Kobe over someone like LeBron James, even though LeBron James seems to have more of those accolades, right? More so than Kobe. Kobe does have more rings and the finals. That's fine. But as far and the reason I mentioned regular season stats is because you know LeBron is what he's number one in scoring. I want to say he's top five or top ten in assists. He's top five in steals. I think he's even up there, like top 30 in rebounds. Like, and obviously, you know, and we see people, oh, it's a longevity award. Yeah, well, you know, availability is, you know, the best thing a player can have, right? And LeBron's been available his entire career to even put up these insane numbers. And I know that's one of the things. And it's crazy because LeBron's always been compared to Michael Jordan when I think it's more of a, you know, in my case, right, the echelon would be what Michael, Kobe, and then LeBron. And this is again in my opinion. But again, you're talking about just winning, hands down. You know, cold blooded. Who do you want taking these last type of shots? and just, you know, and Kobe did have Zach Lates. He did. But obviously LeBron just being as dominant as he was, you know, I was just kind of curious if you would put LeBron in there somewhere.
I wouldn't trust LeBron taking the last shot of the game. Sorry. I wouldn't.
Did you see the game a few days ago?
No, actually I didn't. Actually, I was working.
LeBron James had I told Rico, and it was that shot that totally just killed it for me, regardless, because, and again, time's expiring, the score is tied, the shot clock's winding down, the other team maybe has like a 3-4 second differential. If LeBron misses, you have a chance for a rebound, right? If he makes it, okay, but you still give the other team a chance to go to OT or whatever, you know, for the three. But obviously, a basketball player mentality, crossed him up, had a good look, shot it, missed. You know what I mean?
Wide open, yeah.
Wide open.
Are you talking about the one from yesterday?
No.
It was the game before. It's actually 2 ago.
Yeah, so LeBron had that wide open shot. And again, basketball IQ, you know, says even if you're wide open, you were tied. Worst case scenario for the Lakers already was tied, and they had control of their own destiny. So obviously LeBron just had that, you know, lapse in judgment, didn't take off more time, didn't try to get it. He could have gone for a two there towards the end, but in those cases, I think, man, Kobe would have made that.
But so, that's the thing about LeBron. LeBron wants to get called for every little thing. He wants, every time he drives in a bump, he wants to get called. And now, if you notice, they're not giving to LeBron anymore. They're not getting those calls that he used to. He's, every time he gets bumped, gets hit, nothing, complains, falls behind.
You see, but so, LeBron does get smacked. I'm not a LeBron fan. I'm a Lakers fan. I'm rooting for LeBron because he is on the Lakers and stuff like that. But, you know, LeBron, like, a lot of the hits bounce off him because he's just so, he has a lot of physicality to the point where it doesn't look like a foul. But, you know, if you were to do that to someone like Bradley Beal, you know, he's done. You know, any other, D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, like, oh man, they're getting laid out. You know, but it's the fact that it's LeBron, it doesn't seem like a foul. I mean, so it's not, a lot of times I don't blame him, you know. And then there was even that weird call on D'Angelo Russell where he smacked him in the head and they said it was marginal. I said, excuse me?
Would you put LeBron in your top 10, Bobby?
Top 10, yeah. I'll put him in the top. Yeah, even still, what he's done, like, how I can say, even so they have him, like, breaking records and everything, I have him, yeah, in the top 10, but not in my top 5. I feel there's other players I have that's better than LeBron.
Yeah, and you're not the only one. You're not the only person that feels like that. I actually hear a lot of people say that same thing. And
it's just the fact that is one, he went to the finals 10 times, and he only won, what, three times out of the 10?
Well, who did he lose?
He went straight.
He's won 4. No, he won 1 with LA, 2 with Miami, and 1 with Cleveland.
Yeah, and he took out Steph. And how many times did Steph Curry take out LeBron? A handful of times, no, 2 times maybe.
Well,
he lost to Dallas.
It was that first year.
He lost to the Spurs. He lost to the Spurs. So he lost to Tim Duncan and the Spurs. So I mean, that's that's nothing to be ashamed of.
That was
a damn good team. Honestly, and I mean, the biggest blemish on that finals record is probably the Mavs. That team had no business into the Mavs. As much as I love my Mavs, that was a huge upset, I thought. You know, then they ended up beating Oklahoma. They beat the Spurs. Then they lost to the Spurs. Then they lost to the Warriors. They beat the Warriors. And then, you know, the after that, I mean, it was those KD Warriors. So that was ridiculous. I mean, one of the craziest teams ever assembled.
So, and like, then LeBron's losing to, like, a dynasty. 2 dynasties. He lost to 2 dynasties. The Spurs were a dynasty. And obviously, when the Warriors, they were a dynasty. Like, you know, and again, I'm not a LeBron fan, but he lost to some, you know, some crazy teams, man. And like Grigo said, the Mavs, I guess, are kind of the little outlier there, right? But hey, Dirk Nowitzki was not going to be stopped. And we are, and a lot of people respect that run, that championship run in 2011, man. But Dirk Nowitzki, what's the meme? Jerry, or not Jerry Stackhouse? Jason Terry.
Mm-hmm.
What's the meme where he dominated LeBron in that final?
He did, bro.
So I mean, and again, kudos, man, because like that's nothing to be ashamed about in any capacity. It's, you know, it's like the Mavs, that Mavs run is, you know, is literally down in the books and legend because of just Dirk Nowitzki just, you know, taking over and being, you know, that crazy run that he had. You know what I mean? People even call that championship the one of the greatest championships they've ever seen, man.
Yeah. You know what? I appreciate you saying that, and that I don't have to be the one to say it. But yeah, I mean, that to me, when a lot of people talk about that whole thing of LeBron has lost all this time, and I'm not a LeBron fan either. I'm not a big LeBron fan at all. But when people talk about that, I'm like, well, look at who he lost to. Like the Spurs, like those ridiculous Spurs the first time, the second time. And then, you know, the Mavs are probably the ones that I will say, and that's because that's my favorite team. That's our one championship. They shouldn't have lost that one. But then, you know, the Warriors, those were some ridiculous Warriors teams, man. They were, and that Warrior shuffle.
Draymond is prime. Like, come on, man. Like, it's nothing to snuff at, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then the other thing that a lot of people say against LeBron is that whole, a lot of people make that whole, like, longevity thing about, like, oh, he's been playing so long, of course he's going to get records. But that's not, that's a piece of the equation, but, you know, the other piece of that is just the sheer dominance that he's had over that amount of time. Like, he's not...
You have to average 25 points.
Yeah, he's not just skirting by. You have to realize that he is still the number one player on his team everywhere he goes. He's the focal point. You know, maybe at this point, we're starting to see the age and him slow down.
Which
and
is crazy.
Not that he can't do it, but he just can't do it all the time because, you know, he has so many miles. And what's crazy to me is so many of those miles were used on that Cleveland team where he was carrying, I mean, no disrespect to any of those guys, but he was carrying
this Gibson. What's the other dude's name? The headband, big old hair.
Hughes? No.
Virgil. I still remember the whole team. Yeah, and it was Hughes too, Langston Hughes, and even had Antoine Jameson on that team for a little while. Like,
yeah.
Crazy, man. Crazy. But going back to the question, LeBron and your LeBron better than Kobe right now? No. Not for me anyways.
Okay. All right. So I think Bobby has Shaq, T Mac, Jordan, and right now you have Jordan and Timmy.
Jordan and Timmy, yes. And if I were to pick another one, and again, the only other person would be just Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, just because, again, Kobe never caught up to Kareem in that regard. And the most, you had mentioned earlier, as far as just winning, the most decorated player, one of the most decorated players ever across the board. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know, just being a dominant force as he was in the 70s and the 80s, right? You know, that how do you kind of take that away? You know what I mean? And I give Shaq a pass. I'm cool with Shaq, you know, but in my case, do I put Shaq over Kobe? Do I put Shaq over Kobe? I don't. I wouldn't. Do I put Kareem? I probably could if you know, we were being unbiased, but whatever.
Okay.
I suppose.
Here's the thing, like, you're going back, like, in the past and saying, like, over here, okay, I'm trying to put people that, like, skill-wise, you know.
No, like, no, hey, this is... What do you mean? It's your top five all-time greatest, NBA players greatest. Yeah. And, you know, skill-wise, to me, Kobe Bryant, when you want to talk about just pure skill, like, Kobe Bryant had it in abundance. His footwork was top-notch, you know. His best game was his mid-range game, you know, and that's because he was athletic, you know. And you could even... He had two Hall of Fame careers, one number 8, one 24. 8, young, very Anthony Edwards-looking, very... Which is strange because people are already saying they call him the mini Michael Jordan and shit like that. But obviously, if you're going to compare Michael, Kobe has to be somewhere in there. Very Kobe Bryant looking. Just the explosiveness, the dunking. Kobe was dunking like that when he was wearing number 8. The shots, just the fearlessness and the way he carried himself. And then you have Wise 24 Kobe. No, man. His That Kobe is my favorite Kobe just because, again, his basketball IQ, his skill work across the board, well, honestly, was second to none. He's more skillful than LeBron. If you were to take Michael Jordan or Kobe one-on-one, even Michael Jordan says, Kobe would probably be the only one that can beat me. Hey, you know why? Because Kobe's that skilled. As far as skills concerned, I think Kobe's number one on my list, straight up. But again, just sheer dominance, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, just across the board. And I'm not saying, oh, we could compare eras, because obviously you cannot put Kobe into the past. You cannot put these past guys into the future. I'm not doing that.
At that point, it becomes all opinion.
So and that's what I'm saying. So I'm just saying, as far as what they were able to achieve during their time in the NBA, you know, that's if you're dominant, you're dominant. You know, people look at, and I wouldn't put Wilt in there.
Just, would you put Robert Horry in top of front of Jordan?
No,
because you were talking about rings and stuff like that. Everywhere that Robert Horry went, he won a championship. He won two with the Rockets, three with the Lakers, and then two with the Spurs.
You see, but then if you're gonna go that route, if it's gonna be all about championships, then you have to put, you know, Bill Russell, Robert Horry, all these people that have won multiple championships. It's not all just about championships, right? I guess for some people, I guess it might be. There are some people that hold the weight of like, oh well, he's great, but he hasn't won a title. Some people are like it kind of gatekeeps the idea of greatness for some people. But there is, you know, being a champion, but there's being a champion and being the guy. And Robert Horry, right, was never the guy. He did great things. He had a great career, but he was not the dude. You know, in Houston, it was was Olajuwon there when he won those?
Yeah.
And then when he was with the Lakers, were those the Shaq years, or that was when Shaq was gone already?
Those were the Shaq years.
The Shaq years.
Yeah, that's when with Derek, Rick, and
Shaq. Devin George was my boy Devin George there. I was a Devin George fan, bro.
I think I'm Eddie Jones. Mm. Totally. I was like Eddie Jones, like Jordan. No, I'm thinking Eddie Jones. My bad. But
so far Bobby has three and you have three.
Yeah, and honestly, I think I draw the line there. Personally. People would say Magic, but I wouldn't put Magic over Kobe, even though Magic, you know, 80s and all that kind of stuff, and they have the same amount of rings, but I'm thinking more of just who would I rather have on my team? I'd rather take Kobe, and not to discredit Magic in any form or fashion, because Magic's a top 10 NBA player. In my opinion, just I would not put Magic over Kobe. Magic, being the humble guy that he is, did say that Kobe was the greatest Laker of all time. And, you know, that obviously puts Magic in the conversation. So as Magic says it, Magic says it. And he did say it when Kobe won his fifth ring. He tied Magic, and Kobe holds the vast majority of the Laker records. So I couldn't put Magic. I think that would probably be the only other guy.
Oh, okay. Okay, so since you guys have only been able to go to three, so that leaves us with Kobe at four. So then I will kind of change the rule a little bit here, where the three guys you've mentioned, the whole thing was like, you could see them above Kobe. Now, the next couple guys, who could you see at his level equal to? We've done greater than. Now let's start at equal to and see how far we can get here.
I had asked you earlier if it was equal or whatever. Well,
yeah. But these could be equal to, like, behind him as well. These other guys are greater than or equal to the three you've mentioned. Now, because my goal was for us to get to five, so you guys only need one more.
Two more. One more? Oh. Yeah,
because you said three.
Four, you gave him three.
That's true. No. You're right. It's two more. So I'm just trying to lessen it a little bit so that we can try to get Kobe to number six.
Okay, I see what you mean. All right, well then I'm going to go with the, I guess, two obvious. I don't want to say obvious choices, but if we're going this route, the two, well, I guess I'll go one right now. I would put LeBron James in there. Maybe it toss it between Magic and LeBron, but again, this LeBron being the physical specimen that he is, and at this point, four rings. Yes, I understand the finals record and stuff like that, but you know, if we're talking greater, equal to or less than, then I'm comfortable with putting LeBron or Magic Johnson probably in there, but I'm gonna go with LeBron.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, great career, decorated career. I mean, what hasn't he done? But I mean, that's a fair one. I think that's very, very fair. Bobby?
Man, it's kind of hard.
Darren Williams?
Darren Williams. No, because I'm actually thinking about Kevin Durant as being as one of them. And it's weird because I feel that his game is just, it reminds me of Kobe when he's playing, or it's Devin Booker.
Okay.
And Devin Booker, how he is right now, even though it sucks that, you know, what he's going through with this damn team that, you know, projected to, you know, do good. Like his gameplay, his game style, all that, it reminds me of just Kobe.
Okay. So, from what, if I look at your list, it's like, I kind of see Jordan and Shaq as kind of, you see them as maybe greater than or equal to in terms of career. And then I kind of can see Booker and T-Mac more so, not career, but skill set. More like skill set, like they kind of do some of the same things, right?
Did you say Devin Booker or KD?
Were you saying KD or Book?
Well, it's a toss-up between those two. But if anything, I could pick, because we were picking two, right? Okay. I could have those two.
Yeah. You could pick both, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I did pick LeBron and Magic then.
Okay.
And you picked KD and Booker.
All right. Huh. So then we're at Jordan, Shaq, T-Mac, KD, Booker, Kobe. And then Marcus would be at Jordan or Duncan, Jordan. And then you were Magic, LeBron, Kobe. Not in any particular order, but just, you know.
Jordan, Duncan, Kareem.
Kareem.
LeBron, Magic, Kobe.
Okay.
And they're all Lakers. Except one.
True. Well, Kareem did have a lot of his.
Milwaukee. Yeah.
He was kind of already washed. Not washed.
No. You know,
he was already at the tail end of his career. He was washed.
He was at the Karl Malone phase of his career with the Lakers.
He was washed, but he was still MVP level. That's how great that guy was, man. Crazy. Okay. So. You guys have kind of put out your list, and it seems like I'm actually very happy that they're very different lists, very different perspectives. Is there anybody else, maybe not that you would put over Kobe or equal to Kobe, but anybody else that you would want to shout out there as far as, like, you know, Bobby with T-Mac and Booker and KD, you know, some of those guys, maybe not better careers than Kobe, but at least in skill set, you know, offensively, you would see, okay, these guys, I could compare them in terms of some of the things they're able to do out there. I'm actually thinking of one that Marcus talks about a lot with, you know, offensive skill set, being able to do it all. So let's see if he shouts out that guy.
Offensive skill set? Who do I talk about all the time besides, I'm trying to think? I talk about Joker all the time.
He's not a Laker. I'll tell you that.
Is his name
offensive? Offensive skill set comparable to Kobe.
I was gonna say, is his name Luka Doncic?
No.
No. Is his name?
I'm actually thinking about somebody that whose career was cut very, very short because of injury that we talk about pretty often.
Oh man! Oh yeah! Well yeah! Well, no. Huh?
Was it Brandon Roy?
Yeah, there we go, Roy, baby.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, dude. Brandon Roy, man. Jesus, you want to talk about a guy who just. Man, his career is cut short, dude. That guy was You want to talk about somebody who played just like Kobe, dude? That guy, who knows what could have been, man, but like, you appreciate the mid-range game. You appreciate the footwork. You appreciate what they can do. Just we want to talk about skill level and skill set. That guy, man, was just on. He was up there on Kobe's level as far as just footwork and basically just, you know, jab step, pump fake, spin, jab step again, pump fake, you know, fake pass, like his triple threat was insane. The only other guy, I like Bobby's comparison with Devin Booker. Devin Booker actually reminds me a lot of, and again, that mid-range game, I'm a sucker for those mid-range players. The only other guy who probably has that Kobe kind of thing going on is Jason Tatum. But Jason Tatum, if that guy were to just put the team on his back like he's supposed to, drop 40-50, screw the team, man, I'm going to will this team to win. Obviously, if Jason Tatum could just tap into that Mamba mentality, bro, I wouldn't even be mad if he shouted him out, dude. You know what I mean? Like, he's a Celtic, but Kobe's his idol. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to... He tries his best to base his game around him and stuff. So I know he's always... What was the latest one with the Sun Deuce? He replicated that trophy picture of Kobe.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So Devin Booker is a great pick that Bobby mentioned and stuff like that. Those are the other one. But Brandon Roy, man, that guy is one of my favorite players of all time, dude. And his career is just... God, man. What could have been?
Yeah, just cut way too short.
So I thought you were talking about right now, and I was like, huh, offensively, you know what I mean? Brandon Roy was, that guy was good, bro. Not even offense, just good.
Yeah, he was just
I'm a huge Roy fan, man.
Yeah. What about you, Bobby? Anybody else you want to, you know, not say better, but, you know, reminds you of Kobe, either, like you said, like we said, career-wise, or maybe just skill-wise? At all?
Right now, I'm thinking. Because, like I said, I had Booker as like remind me of Kobe, but anyone else? Damn, that's tough. Because Marcus, I said Jason Tatum. He was another player. Yeah. Honestly, no one. That's the only ones I could think of.
Yeah. I mean, we had Kyrie looking like Kobe the other night, man, with those finishing around the rim. That was pretty crazy, and hitting threes. But a little mini baby version.
Yeah, and again, the type of guys who can finish like that around the rim. We see Michael Jordan was synonymous with just being evasive. Kobe Bryant, you know, in the air, being evasive the way he was, and that's where a lot of the circus shots came from. Kyrie, man, God, three, that was insane, dude. I said, I don't know, when the play, I saw the play in full motion first, I was like, man, I wonder if anybody actually grasped just the sheer, like, capability of what the hell he just did. Up, down, up again, down, left. I said, are you kidding me, dude? Three, you see six hands, two, you saw three pair of hands in the air, dude. And Kyrie just said, not my watch. Nuts, man, nuts. It's been a great playoff series, by the way. So, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm not watching the games today.
Earlier, you were talking about Ant-Man being another Kobe. Is that another person?
Dude. Anthony Edwards, again, there's those guys that, again, people can compare him to Michael. If you're comparing anybody to Michael Jordan, the first person who you have to get through to even get to Michael Jordan, and I think I'm pretty sure this is, you know, is Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant is, people call him the second greatest shooting guard of all time. Or Michael, Michael Jordan was Kobe Bryant's idol. His game is literally almost, you know, 101 modeled after Michael. And if you're gonna get to Michael, you got to go through Kobe first. And that's.
To be fair, I think a lot of the comparison also is in how much he looks like Michael Jordan sometimes. Like,
oh, yeah. You see those side-by-side comparisons?
Like the way he kid. Looks like him.
What do they say? It's nuts. What do they say? Hey, did Michael Jordan have a kid nobody knew about or whatever? Because it's like you cut the hair off, man, and hey, that's Michael, man. It's a smile, yeah. Dude. It's a smile. But Anthony Edwards, man, just, again, footwork, and when you watch him play, people, he explosive. Just pay attention to his footwork. Oh man, dude, like it's triple threat again, fake, looking, you know, and he's got a jab step, spin, and he's going, you're like, how do you, a lot of times his misses again just come from, he just missed the shot, you know what I mean? When he has bad games, he just missed it. If Anthony Edwards, I don't know what his training regimen is like. I'm not even sure if something like that has come out. But, you know, Kobe was famous for the type of work he put in, you know, three a days and stuff like that. Anthony Edwards does something like that. He will be one of the greats on one of those all-time levels if you put in that, you know, extra work. Like Kobe said, I'm going to be working out when nobody else is because I'm going to widen that gap and be better than everybody. You know, that's just the way he carried himself, man. So Anthony Edwards has the swag. He has that young Kobe Bryant energy, dude. And who knows if Anthony Edwards just dominates. And again, you don't know what careers are going to be like, but hey, yeah. Man, the league's in great hands.
Yeah, this is his first year, like, putting the league on notice. Hopefully the first of many, you know. So let's just see what he builds from here. Like you said, like, Kobe, at the beginning of his career, was a very different person than he was at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And really, you know, transformed his game into the efficient, you know, monster. He went from, you know, this crazy athlete to just an efficient monster. So let's see if he kind of goes the same path, or if he, you know, combines them, or there's no telling, man, because guy's a monster and you know, has teammates that back him up and can kind of protect the paint for him and stuff like that. So let's just, I mean, we're gonna be watching his career with great interest.
Oh, great. Yeah, for sure. And he's 22 years old. He's been in the league, what, 3 years? Mm-hmm. Anybody, he drafted, what, 20? Yeah, 3 years, 2020. So he would have played in 2020, 2021.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Plus he starred in that movie, bro. I loved him in that movie with
Hustle.
With Bo Cruz. Yeah, with Bo Cruz.
Uh-huh.
I loved him as the villain. I want him to be like the villain of the league and just embrace. Yeah. F everybody. All right. Well, I think we got our lists.
I have what about Jimmy Buckets?
Jimmy Buckets? I could see Butler as being like the attitude. I could see him being up there like with attitude, with that hard nosed attitude and that leadership, and no BS leadership from Kobe.
It was funny because they were comparing, because they were talking about how Jimmy Butler's history, that he doesn't know about his dad and where his dad came from, and they were doing a comparison that it looks just like Michael.
Mm-hmm.
So they were comparing him being like him, being Jordan's son.
I've seen that one too. Yeah.
So
let me ask you this, Marcus, are there any other like notable NBA players that are Eagles fans?
Is that Kobe?
Well, because I know that was one of the big things with Kobe, that he was like an Eagles fan. Like,
die hard, baby.
Are there any other NBA players that like you know, they rep the Eagles?
Hey, man, Kobe was a die hard Eagles fan. When the Eagles won in 2018, there was that video of Kobe circulating. I felt such joy because I was just ecstatic. We won, and hey, I was going home happy. Like, I was the drive home. I saw the video, and Kobe was just as happy as I was, man. There was a brief moment in time where Kobe and I were ecstatic together, rooting for our team, baby. So I'll always, and I remember that video. I look it up every once in a while, man. I love that video just because, again, it's like that was my boy. And again, I became an Eagles fan. You know, Brian Westbrook was my favorite running back at the time, and Brian Dawkins, the DB on that team. I mentioned it before. And this is before I even knew, again, this was like 13, 14 years old, before I even knew that Kobe was an Eagles fan. And of course, Kobe, you know, just born over there across the season, but then he was born here and then Italy and came back, and he was just a Philadelphia man, and like, hey, you know. But I haven't seen a lot of other teams that kind of rep
Brunson is an Eagles fan, isn't he?
I thought it was, I know Embiid, but again, Embiid, because he plays, I know those teams tend to kind of play with each other, but I don't follow Brunson like that.
No, it might not be Brunson. I might be thinking of what's the name of the guy we just traded away in Dallas? Grant Williams. Grant Williams was a big Eagles fan. Like, so much so that he would piss, like, everyone else in the Mavericks off by wearing his Eagles jersey backstage. Like, in the locker room and stuff. And everybody was like, man, take that shit off. Like,
so why don't I remember that? I know, I mean, the guy I always say at the games, every time I'm watching an Eagles game, Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper is huge, big Philly fan. And okay, and again, you have your Philadelphia legends. You can't forget Will Smith, even though, you know, he's a little slab. It's okay. Sylvester Stallone.
It's been long enough already.
It's been long enough. It's all good.
He's good. He's good.
He gets a pass. But as far as basketball fans, I don't really see, you know, a lot of, I'm trying to think. Because you see a lot of football players at the basketball games. I've seen Tom Brady. I've seen, as a matter of fact, Peyton Manning was just at the Denver's game yesterday when they were playing. But I'm trying to think, because Kobe would actually show up to games wearing his Eagles jersey and stuff like that, even on days where he wasn't playing. I'm not sure. Is Brunson an Eagles fan?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
All I know is LeBron's a Cowboys fan, so what a loser.
I know. He just moved down in my list.
As a matter of fact, he's not even top 10 anymore, man.
I think I actually see here that Carl Anthony Towns is actually an Eagles fan too.
Oh yeah? Cat? Newfound mm-hmm. respect. Newfound
yeah,
respect.
Yeah. Always... Brunson is a proud Eagles fan. Yep. Nice. I was right. He is an Eagles
You know
fan.
What? Hey man. Those guys will move up my list. I will never look at those guys when you rep the same team, man, there's something special. Yeah. Something special. Are you still a Jaguars fan, Bobby?
Texans fan.
Texans. What do you think? You were a Jaguars fan at one point, no? Who wasn't Maurice Jones your favorite player?
Back then, because I was Jimmy Smith and Fred Taylor.
That was back in the day. Is that your Texans?
Yeah.
CJ Stroud.
I like the Texans when they first franchised. I started liking them. The only reason why I liked Jacksonville back then was because my cousins were always talking, and back then I didn't even like knew much about sports until I started watching them, and they were big Fred Taylor
friends. It happens. I know.
And so, and but like actually like liking the team, seeing it down, and started liking it. I picked the Texans. And yeah, that's because the Texans were playing against the Cowboys. And my dad, I think, oh, Cowboys. Like, I was like, you know what? I went against the Texans, and from there, I started liking them.
Yeah, man. Hey, once you start picking up sports, I know where we were around. We didn't pick up sports until, like, fifth, sixth grade. And obviously, that's where you kind of finally start figuring out, oh, you know, who you like, who you don't like, especially the sports that you follow. You know, we play basketball and football and stuff like that. And then when you finally really became a fan, it's like, oh, shoot, you know, you start actually paying attention to the basketball and to football games and really, really knowing who you like and stuff like that. So, but good.
That was the same reason with Utah. Because they were big John Stockton fans. Mm-hmm. My cousin always pretends shooting a three. And he's like, oh, John Stockton just led the Utah Jazz to the finals. My cousin Peewee and Hector used to say that all the time. So that's why I was like, oh, Utah.
For some reason, that gives me such a funny mental picture of like shooting threes and saying John Stockton. Like, I'm like, well, don't you mean like a pick and roll? Like here, a pick and roll. John Stockton.
Yeah. It's crazy because my cousin Hector used to say that all the time. He'll be there. We'll be playing basketball. He'll be shooting. And he's like, oh, John Stockton just took the Utah Jazz to the NBA Finals. I was like, they only won is Celtic Pride. Okay. That's the only time they won the championship.
In the movies, nothing right.
dude, that's crazy. John Stockton for three. That's two. You realize that that's like two or three generations ago. Because like nowadays, there's only one name you think about when you throw up a shot for three. That's Curry.
Kobe. Oh,
the last generation I would say would be Kobe. You throw up a shot, or you're throwing a paper into a trash can. Kobe. And then before that, I mean,
well, I guess Curry does kind of roll off the tongue too, right? Kobe, yeah. Curry, it's one syllable or two syllables. And
I'm just saying, like for today's young, for today's youth, it's all Curry. For our generation is like, you know, Kobe. Before that, like, I don't, was there really Jordan. Somebody out there? I guess Steve Jordan. Curry. Yeah, because Jordan, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, like, I don't know. I guess Jordan was probably the first one because I don't know. I would have to ask some like, old.
Sure. I think it'd be Reggie Miller or Ray Allen because like, Ray Allen had the 3-point record for a long time.
Before. Yeah, you're not backing up
a shot and saying.
Yeah, but I'm saying people that are actively like you have kids, people all around the world saying Reggie Miller, like for like when they're taking threes, like I don't know, I didn't hear stuff like that. Until it was like Jordan, and then Kobe, and then now Curry. So Curry Bird. With the shot, boy. Bird might be one. That's actually.
But yeah, cool. you're not taking a shot and saying Magic.
No, definitely not. All right. Well, I mean, we got our list. We got our little discussion out. You know, very very different list. It seemed like for very different reasons. All great players, by the way. So I was really happy about that. And I mean, I had planned to do this podcast with Marcus at some point. And when Bobby said he wanted to be a part of a podcast, I said this would be perfect because both of you, huge Kobe fans, you know, respect the guy, look up to the guy in many ways. One of you even named your kid after him. So.
That's Bobby, right?
Yeah. Or does he? It was a good. It's always good talking basketball, especially you with people that have a little bit different opinions. I kind of tried to be mediator a little bit here and there, but it was fun. I had a good time, and hopefully we can get into football at some point. I don't really. I'm not as into football. As the two of you, but I mean, if ever y'all want to get into that, we could do that too, or you know, talk a little bit more about some other stuff, you know, video games, anime, music, you know, anything that's on the menu, to be honest. Anything else you want to throw out there, Bobby, before Marcus signs us out?
You're good?
Just that Marcus, you know, you still suck, you know. Oh, okay. I'm sure better. Yeah. It's funny that you could acknowledge me, Marcus, you know.
As the tribal chief?
Yep.
The tribal chief. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and log us out after that demonstration of, I guess a burn, if that's what you want to call it.
Got him!
Anyways, if you haven't checked out last week's episode, we did. It was a recap episode. I know Rico and I are planning on doing a recap episode soon. The news has been kind of dry, but we did get some juicy stuff today, so I'm actually kind of excited to get on a news podcast soon. But you can check out our last week's podcast. We went over a little bit of TV, some big stuff in sports, and we did also go over a hot new app, which was a emulator that's actually available on iOS. So if you want to get our thoughts on that and check them out, you can always check out our last week's podcast, or you can check out our previous episodes where we do go over news, we do go over Pokemon Presents, a lot of Pokemon, obviously, whenever we get into Pokemon, and anime. So give those a listen to. Otherwise, we are the Metaro Nerds, and Bobby, thank you for joining us. You have a good night.
Thanks for the nourishment.